The Obama administration says the country's new offshore oil drilling policy is a balance between development and conservation. President Obama and Interior Secretary Ken Salazar made the announcement this morning at Andrews Air Force Base in Maryland. The plan received mixed reaction in Alaska. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
President Obama says his administration is committed to developing both traditional and renewable sources of energy. He says the new offshore policy is an attempt to find some middle ground on a sensitive issue.
So the answer is not drilling everywhere all the time, but the answer is not also for us to ignore the fact that we are going to need vital energy sources to maintain our economic growth and our security.
In Alaska, the plan allows existing leases in the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas to stand, but the plan cancels future lease sales for the area until federal scientists can complete a better scientific review of the Arctic Ocean ecosystem. And it puts a moratorium on lease sales in Bristol Bay and the area west of it until 2017. That area had been scheduled for a sale next year. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar explained the region is too important to develop.
Bristol Bay has some of the world's most important fisheries, including one of the largest sockeye salmon runs in the world. People come from across the globe to see its bears, its whales, the seals, and the bald eagles. It is a national treasure that we must protect.
That was tough for staff at the Aleutians East Borough to hear. The borough thinks it's possible to protect the environment while drilling for natural gas. But Borough Administrator Sharon Boyette says Salazar's announcement wasn't a surprise. When he took comment on the issue from Alaskans, he flew to the hub community of Dillingham, about 200 miles from the villages closest to the lease sale area. Boyette says while many Dillingham residents oppose the sale, the mood is very different in the Aleutians East Borough.
Because they see their community shrinking and at least one of our communities dying, they were more willing to work to make it happen and make this economic development viable for us.
But environmental groups and fishing organizations were thrilled about the moratorium. Werner Wilson is acting executive director of Nunamta Aluxti, a coalition of eight village corporations in the Bristol Bay region. He says the amount of offshore oil and gas that would be produced in the region is small, but the risks are great.
Personally, for me, I was born and raised in Bristol Bay. I grew up fishing not only for commercial reasons, but it put food on the table for our family, and we know Bristol Bay's waters, and we know how dangerous it is, and we know how productive they are, and we just don't want to see any potential risks to the fishery.
Wilson says Nunamta Aluxti will now begin working for permanent protection for Bristol Bay. Environmental groups were generally critical of the administration's leasing plans. The Alaska Wilderness League did say it approved of the Interior Department's commitment to sound science in the Arctic, but the League's Kristen Miller's praise stopped there.
Unfortunately, the plan today does come with a bitter pill, which is the green light for exploratory drilling under the controversial Chukchi Lease Sale 193, which was rammed through by the Bush administration before leaving office.
The Wilderness League is one of several environmental groups that joined the native village of Point Hope in a lawsuit to vacate the Chukchi leases. Point Hope resident Ron Oviatt says he hopes the federal government will recognize the need to protect the marine mammals the villagers hunt for subsistence, like bearded seal, walrus, and bowhead whale.
The reason why I'm challenging the oil companies is because of our way of life. It is very important for our community because of our animals that we are depending on.
Shell is making plans to do exploratory drilling in the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas this summer. Vice President Pete Slaby says the new offshore drilling plan should help the company meet that goal.
You know, I'm really pleased. We see this as an affirmation and by the Obama administration that we can do our work and have a positive impact on the economy, on the energy situation, and we can do this in a way that's going to be sustainable and will have no negative impacts on the environment.
Slaby says a lot still has to come together before the company can send ships north this summer. Shell is waiting for an EPA permit and for a ruling from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.